Wow, fancy. Moving on up in the world. New digs, Wade?
Oh, that's what I would say.
So today's 12-minute talk, a little bit different. We're filming this from Ally Outdoors.
Midland, Texas.
Yeah, Midland, Texas. So what is the exact topic of today's 12-minute talk?
Today's topic is all about my personal favorite, I guess it'd be night vision setup, like nighttime hunting setup when I'm not running lights. Because like we get asked this a lot, like talk about night vision thermals and all that stuff. So I figured we'd just start with like my preferred method when I'm not running my lights, which is everything you see here. We'll get to it here in just a second.
All right. Well, I guess with that said, I'm going to put 12 minutes on the clock. Oh, look, I already got them. What do they call those? Like the pluses? Different microphone setup. But 12 minutes is going, so have fun with that.
So the core of the system is my favorite 22 Creedmoor, my 18-inch 22 Creed. This is one I put together. It's kind of like a test platform would be the word here. Test platform for something that's coming very soon. But it is in a KRG chassis, and it has a few upgrades, one being the night vision cage, I believe is what they call that. I have a few of the additions on to give me adjustability in the butt pad here.
Yeah, so that's the KRG Brava with the adjustable buttstock piece, and I believe that's the INVR rail, the night vision rail.
That's right. I have Trigger Tag trigger. I don't remember exactly which one. It's not the primary. It's one of the better ones. Plus two or three on the magazine here from MK Machine. This is a BSF barrel. This is a Bat Igniter action. Really smooth. Great action. It's a fantastic shooting rifle. I am running the Enticer L on this particular setup because even when I do daytime hunt with it, it's not super overly heavy or anything like that, being it's just an 18-inch and it's a carbon fiber wrapped barrel. Clearly, this is a Magpul bipod. And this, even when I'm shooting out of my chair at nighttime, which is primarily how I run this thing in this configuration, the bipod stays on at all times. Here in the back, you can't really see, is one of our hunter slings. You could also use it as a rear... what's the word here?
Rear bag.
If I'm not shooting off of a chair at nighttime, I will be shooting somewhere prone, like laid up on hay bales, back of a pickup, anything like that. So that's kind of like all these things always stick with it. I think this is Y-band, perhaps, maybe. And it's actually for a Begara, but it works fine for this KRG. The core optic is a Mark V, clearly the best. 3.618. This is the TMR reticle. It is illuminated. Mils, obviously. The guy on the, it's in a worn mount, worn precision mount. I actually just last night started stripping some stuff off of this because I'm kind of redoing the setup right now. So it's missing a few of its accoutrements, which is a level and a little Picatinny rail where I would potentially clip this. Can you see that? Like I said, I started stripping stuff off of it last night, and I didn't finish, and I totally forgot that we were going to be doing this video. But anyways, the good thing about the worn precision mount is you can, at all levels, 90 degree and, you know, side, I don't know what they call this angle, maybe 45 degree, Picatinny rails, dope cards, all kinds of stuff will mount onto this little platform, the worn precision mount, I believe is what it's called. It's also made in USA. Good for the money. So what you see on the front is a clip-on night vision. Now, this is called, it has a couple different names. It's technically the M2124LR, which is also can be known as the PVS24LR. This is fantastic night vision clip-on. It just, you know, has the LaRue mount, quickly clips on. You slide the boot over the objective lens. You're good to go, which obviously you need to get everything set up with your focus and all that stuff.
That is a white phosphorus.
It is a white phosphorus. Like, now I have a green phosphorus one. I much more recommend the white.
Well, yeah, that's not, that one is not only just white phosphorus, but it's also the high FOMs, like higher resolution.
Yeah, so with this configuration, with a our illuminator or a nice bright moon night, I've made kills out to 460, 470 on a coyote. Pigs, I've shot even further. I can't even remember the range. It's probably 600-700 yards. But 460, 470, if there's a lot of dust in there, it gets pretty tough beyond that on a coyote-sized target, especially when they're blending in with their background. That's where our illuminators come in real handy. We'll get to that in just a minute. But the thing on the side here is the science code radius, or what'd you call it earlier?
The SWR.
SWR.
Like silencer weapons research, whatever they call it back in the day.
So luckily, when these things were available and when they went on sale, like blowout sale, we snagged up quite a few. And this one's been through the ringer. It's fantastic. As it pertains to like making those longer range shots at nighttime, it's basically invaluable. Now, this is not the most ideal way to mount these things because they don't stay zero very good mounted to the side like this. The most ideal way would be on top, but just all the different things I throw on this, it just kind of makes the most sense to put on the side. Now, does it work? Yes. I just turn on the visible laser, and I don't really worry about keeping it zeroed. I just tag it with that laser and go from there. And I also have like 22 Creed 18-inch shooting 75 grain ELDMs, which Ally Munitions. Very flat shooting at 0-inch high, which gives me basically like 0.5 of a mil out a little bit past 300, and then 400. I don't remember the exact holds, but they're actually inside this scope cap right here, like those quick holds out to 500. Pretty much in most scenarios, if I'm calling, I'm not going to need that. But when I sit up on these cattle ranches and stuff like that, and if I could see it, I could shoot it essentially. So that's why I kind of keep the dope one inside. And I generally wear, I don't have it because I forgot it, a little Nebo light that will go in red so I can quickly look at things. And when they're that far out, it doesn't matter. It's very dim light. And also the Tactic 7 watch has lights on as well. But we'll get to that maybe in a different video. How are we looking on time? Slow down, speed up?
Yeah, you got 5 minutes.
Okay. So, you know, quick rundown. The point of impact shift isn't enough to warrant like re-zeroing. Now, I will practice with this, especially when I'm planning on going on a trip to where I know I'll be using this setup quite often. I'll go ahead and practice and make sure everything's squared away before I get out there and clip it on and go to work. But time after time, point of impact shift hasn't been enough to affect anything. And I think that's kind of part of the military program for certain things. Like it can't have a massive point of impact shift. But anyways, getting to the two lights I'll always run. There's Gen 2 Codilat Pro, but this is our illuminator. This is when I'm in my chairs. One of these will be on there, and this thing, like, you shoot forever far away. Now, if I'm walking in, setting up prone or something like that, sitting up on a tripod or whatever, this is a light I picked up from Z-Bolt. This is called a Blazer. It's our illuminator. This thing is highly impressive for the size of it. And like I said, I usually have a Picatinny rail up here. And when I do hike in, it sits kind of over here to kind of clear some of this stuff. Now, it'd be more ideal to get it further out, but that's just, you know, when I have to walk into a certain place, that's just the best way to go about it. And again, it's a Z-Bolt Blazer. They have all kinds of different options, but I picked this up for the money. It's like $350. It's fantastic. Moving down to what I scan with is the RH25 Micro from iRay. This is 640 12 micron. This is a highly impressive little unit. Now, no more than it weighs, it's freaking impressive as good as it is. You can run as a clip on everything else, but I tend to prefer to scan with thermal and shoot with night vision. I hate the depth of perception that you experience. Like, I don't know how to really explain it. Your depth of perception on thermal kind of really messes with me, it seems like. So I just like to shoot. If I'm going without lights, I like to shoot behind night vision and scan with thermal, because obviously thermal is really good for just picking up where the animals are. And I've killed tons and tons of predators and pigs with this exact same setup. Even during deer season, I'll carry this clip on with me to the stand after the deer go away or whatever. The pigs typically come in, run them off, so I'll sit there past dark and then shoot pigs with this. Most of my rifles will have some sort of night vision cage or whatever in front of the optic. But this is my setup that I prefer if I'm not going to be running lights. It's been great. You know, I don't know what else to say about it other than the fact that it's really all expensive. You're looking at a pretty significant investment to get into running all of this stuff.
Did you get into the caliber at all?
Caliber?
Of the rifle?
Yeah, 22 Creed.
So why do you like 22 Creed for a night rig?
Just flat shooting. Flat shooting is hell. Flat shooting, hard hitting. If I wasn't going to run a 22 Creed, I'd be running a 6 Creed because I want something that's really flat shooting. Again, you know, night vision is, in my opinion, as far as like shooting at night without a light. Night vision, I like way better than I do thermal for judging distance. Like, a lot of times, this will be on, but I won't have to hit that range button because I know it's just like shooting through your day optic. Now, yes, this is overly long and heavy, whereas you could just literally be running something like this as your shooting optic. But in my opinion, it just agrees with my eyes much better, and it works out really good. And being you have a super flat shooting, hard-hitting caliber, if it doesn't look beyond 200 yards or anything like that, maybe even 300 yards sometimes, I won't even bother ranging it. That's why I like those flat shooting fast calibers. That said, typically when I set up, I'll go ahead and range everything around. Like I look at fence rows. Like I know if it's out by this fence row, it's 250 or so on and so forth. And I know I don't have to worry about anything past that. I do have another rig that I will run this setup on a lot, and that's the 6Arcs, but we'll save that for another video. That's really about it. I mean, this thing has been the harbinger of a lot of death. If I'm not running my lights, this is what I run, hands down. I'll save straight thermal for just like going and shooting pigs because I really don't care about pigs. You just hit them in the big middle and go on. But if it's coyote hunting without lights, this is the entire setup I'll run, regardless.
So if there's one thing you don't like about the current setup that you wish, you know, whether it's technology or something else could improve it, what would that be?
Combine all of this together. That's something that's going to, whether it be a smaller clip-on that has an integrated rangefinder, there may already be something out there, but something that's going to allow me to do the kind of work I do with this, like target shooting. On the right night, I mean, I think I've run it out to 1,000 yards, especially with like one of these two illuminators. But something that was more compact, that had an integrated laser rangefinder that was way lighter. Because as you see here, this is pretty lightweight rifle as it sits by itself.
That is officially 12 minutes. Yeah. So what's with the new, why are you filming here? What's the deal with that?
We're just up here working today. We want to try, you know, get some other work done and change the scenery, show everyone a little bit off about Al Outdoors. Maybe we'll, you know, we're going to be doing some more 12-minute talks up here at some point. We're building out another studio to make things easier on you and I because we're here so much nowadays. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, right. Thanks. Yeah, you're getting some fan attention here these days.
It is, when I'm out on the floor, a lot of you guys come to this store, which we thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah.
And it is, it's cool to talk to some of our people watching the podcast. The last guy I talked to, I think he mentioned something about doing this. Like, people have been asking about this quite a bit, and I'm pretty sure the last guy I talked to was like, when are you going to do something about thermal night vision and all that? And I'm like, thermal's gay.
I think that about wraps it up.
Well, we'll see you guys next time.
Hopefully we didn't mess this up.